What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Man Card Podcast. We're very excited that you decided to join us this lovely December Monday morning as we go over some of our favorite things. But before we get to that, we have a quote as usual. Mitchell, will you please take it away?
He'll shoot your eye out. The Grinch.
Hit it. All right, everybody. Mitchell made fun of me for doing the same hand motion every single time I start this podcast. So I'm keeping my hands in a nice, tight, close position here on the table.
Just going to do a little hand motion.
Hello. Welcome to the show. But there is something I want to say before we get into the topic at hand, which is Spotify. Do you listen? Do you have a Spotify?
No.
Okay.
Apple Music.
Apple Music. Maybe Apple Music will add it. I'm sure they will at some point. But for right now, Spotify has added a new feature, and I'm sure you've seen it with Joe Rogan's podcast. Maybe you haven't.
No, I don't listen to it enough.
So they added, Spotify as a company, added the ability to, on podcasts, view video podcasts on the Spotify app.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, like if you're attached in-app to YouTube?
No. Like,
oh, you have to upload it to Spotify, though.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So you just upload it to Spotify, and then, boom, you've got your video. So the last episode, the past two episodes.
You put on Spotify.
They're on Spotify, and they have the video. So if you want to watch the video, but like sometimes you got to jump between like hopping in the car and whatever, you can seamlessly go right between those on Spotify. You can watch it and listen to it, no problemo. So that's a new feature they added. But today, I don't want to delay any further. We are going over some of the top rated. Do I say, is it top rated?
Top rated. Yeah, yeah.
Holiday Christmas movies.
Via the IMDb.
Yeah, IMDb.
I don't even know what it stands for. What is that?
International Movie Database.
Oh, dope.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But we are going over the IMDb.
What do we want to do? Where do we want to start? Because this is 100. I don't think we need to go through 100.
Do we need to start at 1?
No, one's at the top, so we need to go, let's go 50.
50, so top 50.
Yeah, we'll do top 50.
Okay. I've never watched number 50.
Well, let's be honest. Let's see how many of I've actually seen, because I guarantee it's very minimal.
I don't think I've ever seen any of them lower than 50. So if you're looking along with
us. Oh, what the? How is that 75?
Oh, Frosty the Snowman, the 1969?
All right. Obviously, this list is fucked up. Sorry.
Yeah.
Excuse my language, but
I don't know what that's all about.
Very necessary.
Looks like they needed Next Stop Christmas. They made another train Christmas movie. Yeah, fail. Polar Express for the win. Right. Deck the Halls. Isn't that pretty good? That's the one where the two neighbors like fight it out over the
lights.
The lights.
Yeah, maybe.
I thought that one was pretty good.
Guess it wasn't good enough.
Oh.
Four Christmases.
I hear that's pretty good. Four Christmases.
Let's see what number
100 is. I'm not seeing any that I really recognize.
The Ultimate Christmas Present. Okay, yeah. So the only one I disagree with, that 75. I cannot believe Frosty the Snowman is that far back.
The 1969 animated Frosty the Snowman needs to be higher than that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. A guarantee.
Okay, we're going to go top 50, because below 50, we have not seen any. Yeah. Including 50, I have not seen this one. So 50 is Remember the Night.
No idea.
1940. Let's move on. Don't know that one. All right. Serendipity, 2001.
You know that one?
I've heard of it.
I've heard of Serendipity.
John Cusack. Yeah. Okay. I've heard of it. Haven't seen it. Okay. This one's actually really good. 1968, yes. The Little Drummer Boy.
The Claymation, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's like a good feels one. Like, it's put you in the season.
You know what? I don't think it's not very entertaining for kids. Frankly.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was very boring when I was little.
Well, of
course it's a good movie. Like I look back now, it's a good movie.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, 47. Surviving Christmas. Have you seen that?
No.
No. Okay. A Boy Called Christmas.
I've heard of that one, but no.
46. Yeah, I guess that's why it's rated 46. The Snowman. Okay, I think I've heard of that one, but I haven't. I don't know if I've seen it.
Comes a lot. Nope, don't know.
It sounds familiar. Sounds familiar.
Boy, man, we don't know any of these. Maybe we should have started further up.
I know.
There we go.
Just Friends.
I don't know that one.
I've seen it.
Okay, what's that one?
It's basically Ryan Reynolds is this like nerdy fat guy.
That's Ryan Reynolds in that picture?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah, dude.
Looked terrible.
So he's basically, in the whole beginning part of the movie, he's this fat guy, and then he becomes Ryan Reynolds. Like, you know what I mean? He gets down to his normal self, loses weight, and then... I guess like falls in love with, you know, Amy Smart, who's the co-star on this movie. Yeah. Anyway, I don't remember it being like a Christmas movie specifically.
Some of them, if we get further up, there's going to be some I didn't even think.
And
would be
I think Ellie Christmas. Was like, we watched it and she was like, nah, not about it.
Okay.
So makes sense. Okay. 43, The Bishop's Wife.
Nope.
Never heard of that. That's 1947.
42. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That's a good one. I like that one a lot.
Yeah. There is one scene, though. The one where she's at the fountain, the lady.
Yeah.
And she's singing, and it gets all, like, psychedelic
for,
like, a portion. That's one of my favorite parts of the movie because it totally takes you out of the plot of the movie.
This is the one with the Yeti, right? Yes.
Yeah.
It's stuck in the... Yeah. Yes, I think so. Oh, unless that's Rudolph.
That's probably Rudolph.
That is Rudolph. Although, what is that in the bottom right corner? It almost looks like a little Yeti. Do a little zoomy.
Okay, let me click on it. Hold on.
All right. Nope. You're. Yeah, oh, it's
no.
No,
that's Father Christmas.
Yeah.
Or Father Time. Father Winter.
Winter. I don't know.
I can't remember.
All right. We can move on.
Moving on. Okay. 41. Jingle All the Way. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Have you seen this movie?
Nope.
Okay. I haven't seen it either. But my dad is like, "Oh, it's such a good movie." We can only get to so many movies in the holiday season. So at the end of this episode, we're going to get together our list of must-watches before Christmas, because this episode's coming out and with enough time before Christmas where you can get some binging in.
Yeah, notice how there's no Hallmark ones yet?
Good.
All the Hallmark ones have the same plot.
Dude.
The Batman Returns? Come on.
What?
Come on. It's not a Christmas movie.
It is. I mean...
But it's not.
But it's the Penguin. This is okay. Of the old Batman movies, this is one of the best ones.
I didn't watch
it. With the Penguin, it's good. It's actually pretty good. Okay, 38, Lovely Still.
Nope.
Don't know.
Shazam. Dude.
Shazam is a Christmas movie? Are they putting it there because it came out at Christmas?
Maybe. Does it have a release date there? Does it just say?
It came out in 2019.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it. People voted on this, though. 300,000 people think that this is a Christmas movie.
300,000? Come on.
I'm sorry. 300,000. I thought it said 30,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. 300,000. That's pretty bad.
Well, look at the one above it. The votes are less. I don't know how they did this. Okay. Me neither. Black Christmas.
Haven't seen that.
Krampus.
I haven't seen that. I heard it was scary, so I never watched it.
Okay.
So if you're not into scary stuff, then I heard that was scary. The Disappearance of Hiroshizunami. Say it. You say it. I can't say that.
Oh, you don't know what I'm laughing at.
Haru.
It sounded like you were about to say The Disappearance of Hiroshima. That's what I was laughing at.
Haru.
Shizimia.
Okay. I don't know what that is. Number 34, man. Though? That made 34. That's better than... Frosty the Snowman and Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yeah,
that I disagree with fully.
There's a lot of these. Prancer.
Have you heard of that?
Nope. It's a 1989. I know Prancer is a reindeer.
Okay. The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Easily one of the best, guaranteed.
White Christmas. I don't know that one.
I don't know that one either.
Happy Season. I don't know that one either.
Who are these people? Oh, that's Bing Crosby and then Kristen Stewart. So this looks like a comedy.
Yeah, it is.
Comedy. Okay. All right, the next one. 29.
Should be higher, in my opinion.
Should be higher, for sure. The Polar Express.
Yeah.
That's good.
The elementary school.
Do you remember, did you have the book when you were a kid?
No.
Okay, so we actually had the book. I guess maybe the book of the movie, but the book of the Polar Express. And every year, my dad would read it to me and my sister when we went to bed on Christmas Eve. Dude, I'm telling you.
Honestly, your life should have been a Christmas movie, honestly.
My life?
Yeah, your Christmas time with your family, all the things you say, yeah, you should have been a Christmas movie itself.
Yeah, it was a good time. We had like Christmas lights set up in our room. My sister and I like got like so excited that we stayed in the same room. Like she stayed in like over in the corner and I was on my bed. But it was like,
make sure to distinguish that. Yes. But yeah,
no, I don't. I just want people to think it was creepy. It wasn't. I mean, we were kids. It was kids. So we were excited. So we had like a little like slumber party kind of thing. But it was like, okay, look, my sister and I were really close. I feel like I'm digging a hole, but there's nothing to defend.
Who are you convincing here?
I don't know. Anyway, we had a great childhood.
Polar Express. Great
Polar Express top one. It happened on Fifth Avenue.
Don't know that one.
47. I'll have to watch it. The Family Man.
Don't know 26.
It's a comedy.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
26. The last Christmas.
Oh, it's with the guy from Crazy Rich Asians.
Don't know him. I mean, don't know that movie. Wow, 25. This one's gonna piss Bella off.
25. So this is the top 25.
Yeah, but this is the Grinch.
How the Grinch Stole. And this is the animated one too.
Yeah, this is 25.
Wow. I disagree with that. I feel like this should be higher.
Love Actually is right above it. Come on.
Okay,
how was that?
Okay, I have a distinct memory of this movie, Love Actually.
I don't know it.
You don't know it?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't think I've seen it all the way through. But when I was in high school, I was dating this girl that I happened to see at church this past Sunday.
Hook Nose.
Oh, come on, let's not be mean.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah.
I've moved past high school drama. But anyway, this girl, I don't want to say her name just in case she's never going to watch this show. Anyway.
All right, cool, because you're the one that told me Hook Nose.
That's true, I did. I just made you look bad. That's the thing.
You did, you just shit on me.
I had a thing. Listen, she has a very unique nose. So like, dated girls in high school that had like pretty specific noses. I don't know, it was just a weird thing.
So you have a nose fetish.
Apparently. But Love Actually, we had turned it on. So we were at her mom's house. And we had, it was like I don't know if it was Christmas, but I think it was December or whatever. And she was like, oh, let's watch Love Actually. I'd never seen it. So I was like, yeah, sure. Like, let's watch it. And she put it on, and her mom would like periodically come to just like check on us. Cause you know, I guess we were young and dating and like, oh, you know, like,
yeah. Ooh.
Oh, watch out. And, every single time, this is actually pretty funny. Every single time that like a sex scene would come on, she would literally walk in. And like I would be fumbling with the remote to like fast forward, and like she would, and like this girl that I was dating would like try to distract her mom to make sure that she wouldn't look at the screen while I was trying to fast forward. And listen, I fast forward it, and it landed on another sex scene.
That's awesome.
It was okay. So like of our bad dating experience, okay, that was a pretty good memory and very fun. So anyway,
I've been a little scared.
Oh, that she would turn around and be like, it's like a sex scene?
TikTok sound or whatever is like. The son's in the bathroom. The mom knocks on the door. The son's like jerking off or whatever. And the mom bangs on the door.
What are you doing in there?
Drugs.
Yeah. What's better than that? Yeah. I don't know. Cause we were in high school. So it was like, what, you know, like, I don't think it was that, like, we thought it was much more bigger of a deal than it was to have like a sex scene in a movie.
Of course.
It's like, we're not the ones doing it. You know,
we're just watching it.
We're just watching it. Yeah, I guess. Does that make it better? I don't know. Anyway. Okay. Next one, 23, The Night Before.
Don't know it.
Never seen it. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Seth Rogen. Okay. Comedy. Definitely.
8-Bit Christmas. I don't know this one. This is brand new. It's 2021.
See, this is this year, but also that. See,
how
can it be better than.
Yeah.
That just doesn't make any sense to me.
It's not even a year old. It's this year.
Yeah. I don't know. Disagree. Anyway, Silent Night.
21.
21. This year again. Haven't seen it. A German mom with her son mediates a truce between three German and three American soldiers so they can all celebrate Christmas Eve 1940. Dude, that sounds intense.
That is. Look at it. It's a drama war movie and biography.
Dude. Okay. Maybe we'll have to watch it.
Maybe.
Dude, this might be the man card must
Silent
watch
Night.
For the season.
Oh, wow. Scary.
I know, that is kind of scary. One. Okay.
The Christmas Chronicles. I've seen that one. I've heard that's decent. Good animation movie.
I've heard the first one's decent, but the second one is like apparently not very good.
I think that is the first one.
Okay, hopefully. Good.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
This
there we
one,
go. Now
all
we're
right,
moving.
All right. 19. Number 19. Rightfully so, within the top 20, A Charlie Brown Christmas. We turn it on every single Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, oh, like I just remember like every single year with my family, it would be like Christmas Eve. Some years it'd be, you know, a little warmer. Some years it'd be snowing outside, and it'd be like, we'd turn it on and it's like, Christmas time is here. This, it, I think without a doubt, I think we can at least agree out in the public out there that that Christmas album, the song, the, or the songs that are on the
Charlie Brown one,
the Charlie Brown one, are it's I think it's the best Christmas album ever produced.
It's also crazy to see. I saw this on the Grinch one too. They're only like 25, 30 minutes. Back when I used to watch them when I was little, I thought
this
an hour.
Is hours.
Yeah.
I thought it was a
wow.
I thought it was a long time. I just bumped that with my arm. Sorry. I did arm day today, everybody, if you didn't know. Okay.
Flex a little bicep.
Okay. The Shop Around the Corner.
I don't know that one.
I've never seen it, but have you seen You've Got Mail?
No.
Okay. So Meg Ryan and, help me. I always forget his freaking name. Tom Hanks. So Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks star in You've Got Mail, mm-hmm. right? And it's this movie, like, you know, early internet. So it's like, it's like the AOL, like, you've got mail, you know, kind of like back and forth online texting. AOL. And so she in the movie, Meg Ryan, has a bookstore called The Shop Around the Corner.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's maybe a reference to this movie, The Shop Around the Corner from 1940. Very could well be. Okay, 17. Have you seen this movie?
Yes.
Okay, so The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
I've never seen it.
And you get onto my ass.
I get onto your ass about a lot of movies. And
you've
here's,
never seen that.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. I haven't seen it because I'm not a scary movie person.
It's not scary.
Okay. Is it not? But for a kid.
When I was a little itty bitty kid, when I was like in kindergarten, yes.
Okay, see,
it's frightening thing.
I've delayed that movie watching experience to, what am I now, 24?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not scary.
Okay, really?
It's not scary at all. It's not at even all. Slightly scary.
Okay, because it's Tim Burton and the same style of animation. There was this movie called Monster House,
uh-huh.
and it was like so scary.
Yeah, it's the same kind of animations, but it's nothing like that.
Okay.
It's such a good movie.
It's my cousin's favorite movie.
Yeah.
Reagan. What's up, Reagan? Reagan did the logo for our show.
Yeah.
So, what's up, Reagan? Hope you're doing well in the New York City with all of the mandates.
I can't believe you haven't seen this movie because you're scared of it. Wow. All right.
I'm not scared of it. I just, you know. Anyway, The Gremlins. I have seen this movie.
I have not seen that one.
What? The Don't Feed Them Past Midnight?
Nope.
No? Okay. It's cute. Also kind of horrifying.
It says horror. Yeah. It says comedy, fantasy, horror.
Yeah, so I've seen that one, but not Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas doesn't say horror on it, it says fantasy.
I know. I need to watch The Nightmare Before Christmas. Because people watch The Nightmare Before Christmas during Halloween and during Christmas.
Either or it works for.
Yeah, so that's very rare that you can cross over those two holidays.
Yeah.
That's, you know, some would say that.
Somehow they
illegal.
Fit it. Somehow they did. They did good.
They did good. Okay, Gremlin. All right, I've never heard of this one, number 15.
I don't even want to try and pronounce that.
Joyux. Hold on. Can we pronounce it? Hold on. Can I highlight and pronounce it? Speak. Is there a speak?
Speech. What the heck? Joyux.
Joyux.
Noel.
Yeah. Something. Joyeux. Noel. I'm sure my dad will tell me. It's a December 1914. An unofficial Christmas truce in the Western Front allows soldiers from the opposing sides of the First World War to gain insight into each other's way of life. Interesting. Okay. So I've heard that this is actually, I think this is a true story. Where they like called a truce for Christmas.
And then they killed each other the next day.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or something like that.
Cool. No. Great.
Which is pretty nuts.
Great.
All right. Number 14. Now, you were saying before we started that this might be one of your favorite movies.
Yeah. The series is one of my favorite. The Santa Claus. This is the Santa Claus 1, so this is number 14. I assume this is probably not going to be... Hopefully, the Santa Claus 2 would be higher. Because we both agree that it's a better movie, yeah. But I doubt they would put sequels on here.
I haven't seen any sequels. It grossed pretty well, though. $144 million in box. That's pretty good. For a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
That's pretty dang good. Okay, Trading Places.
Don't know that one.
I think I've seen this movie. A snobbish investor... And Willie and a
Wiley
street con artist find their positions reversed as part of a bet by two callous millionaires. Interesting. Okay, if I haven't seen it, it sounds like a good movie because Eddie Murphy, I mean, come on. The man can do no wrong, right?
Agreed.
No.
He's not as good as Will Smith, though.
No, that's not true. That's definitely true. The what movie was it? What's the animal movie that Eddie Murphy's the zebra?
Oh, Madagascar.
Madagascar.
Yeah.
Dude. Have you seen the memes that are coming out on TikTok now of the hippo?
No.
I like them big. I like them chunky.
No, so I've good. Not seen that.
So good. I can't remember his name. Okay, Edward Scissorhands.
Never seen it.
Number 12. It's a good watch. If
sounds
you're in,
scary just by the name Scissorhands.
It's drama, fantasy. So basically the gist of this movie is this kid. Yeah, okay. An artificial man who is incompletely constructed, has scissors for hands, leads a solitary life, and one day a suburban lady meets him and introduces him to the world.
Oh, so the dude literally has scissor hands.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's a little on the nose. Whoever came up
with that concept.
Yeah, it's Johnny Depp, too. So, I mean, Johnny Depp, dude.
I just want to know how someone came up with that. It's like, ah.
Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, let's just start a movie. Scissors for hands.
It's Tim Burton. So, yeah, of course it's going to be him.
I don't know who that is either. I'm not. What? I'm not a big movie guy. You know this.
It's the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yep. Well.
Oh no! Wait. Not. What? Henry Schlick. I thought it was. Why did I think that was Tim Burton?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay. That was that. I just had a weird. Okay. Never mind. All right. 11. Bad Santa.
I haven't seen it.
It's a comedy. Oh, what's? Oh, he died. Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac was in. All the Ocean's 11, like Ocean's 11, 12, mm-hmm. and 13. He died. He was so great. He was so great in those. So I need to watch that for posterity reasons. Okay. Top 10. These are the ones that we're going to probably talk a little bit more about and like expound upon once we, in the second half, kind of curate our own list of movies. Okay. Number 10, which I totally agree with, might even be higher.
Definitely higher, but yes.
Elf.
Great one. Phenomenal. I don't think we need to harp on this. Everyone's seen Elf.
No, everybody's seen Elf. Love Elf. Somebody needs a hug. You know, hey, maybe that'll be quote for next
congratulations.
Week.
The greatest cup of coffee in the world. World's greatest cup of coffee.
What is this? Tastes like a shitty cup of coffee?
No.
No.
The world's greatest cup of coffee.
He's so positive. So positive. Okay, 9. All right, I love Bill Murray, but I've never seen Scrooge.
I haven't seen it either.
Never seen it. That's comedy, drama, fantasy. You know what the cover art kind of reminds me of? Just a little bit. Not that extreme, but The Mask with Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. The because it's art.
Yeah.
It's not, it looks, yeah, I see what you say.
You know what I mean? Like it's like, I don't know, kind of has that face to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Miracle on 34th Street is number 8.
Yeah.
Is that you said your mom's favorite?
My mom loves this movie.
Oh, yeah?
And you know I've never sat down and fully watched it all the way through.
Really?
Only seen parts because I get bored.
How could you know? Oh, I guess it is old. It's 1947.
Old. Yeah.
After a divorced New York mother hires a nice old... Sorry, I won't even read it. I just totally interrupted you to read it.
No, you're good. I'm literally just saying. Never seen it all the way through. Mom's favorite, though. One of mom's favorite.
Shout out. What's your mom's name?
Jennifer.
What's up, Jennifer?
What's up, Jenny?
That's so funny. That's my mom's name.
No shit.
Yes.
Really?
Jennifer.
Really?
Yeah, she goes by Jenny.
What's your dad's first name?
Michael.
Mark. It's close.
Close. Both
close enough.
Well, my dad goes by Scott, though.
Middle name?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say.
But it's not
his, like that. Those two don't.
Yeah, his name is Michael Scott.
How the hell am I just now finding this out?
Isn't that crazy?
What the fuck?
Yeah, isn't that nuts? He was also born, what is April Fool's? Is that April 1st? His birthday is April 2nd. He was like, I was this close to being funny.
So they gave me the name Michael Scott.
Michael Scott, yeah. Well, yeah, because The Office was definitely
out invented. Before him, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so number 7.
Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story.
Good All placement. Right.
Good placement for this one. It's not top 5 for sure, but it's definitely in the top 10. Ellie and I just watched this one, and it is... We did it for the quote for the day.
Uh-huh.
It's such a good movie. I mean, it's like... The narration, the like, just like the emotions you get from like a kid of like trying to get what you want for Christmas and thinking that you can't just ask for it because you won't get it. Dude, so good.
I also love how in Iron Man 3 that's brought up because he's sitting in at the table and kids come up and ask for his autograph. And a kid that looks like the main character in A Christmas Story comes up and asks for his autograph. And Tony Stark looks over and says, I loved you in The Christmas Story.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Home Alone.
No. You want to go there again? Two weeks in a row? We want to try and prove you wrong?
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I loved you in... It just seems like a mouthful for a line of dialogue.
I loved you in A Christmas Story.
Loved you in A Christmas Story. No, that makes sense. I'll go with you.
Okay. We'll check it at halftime.
We'll check it at halftime, but I'll go with you until proven otherwise. Right. Number six, dude. Love this movie. Home Alone.
Yeah.
And my family actually loves the second one probably almost just as much.
Really?
Yeah.
As the first one?
Yeah, just as much. Like, it's like up there with it. Because the second one is he goes to New York. And it's like,
yeah,
stuck in his aunt and uncle's like townhouse.
Yeah, this is that's a great movie.
They're both because they're funny good.
Too. It's like it's that whole violence humor.
Yes, exactly.
I haven't seen this next one though.
Okay, you haven't seen. All right, you have to watch this one. Ellie and I just watched this one the other night. My sister hates it because they fry a cat in the middle of it, but fry a cat as in like it gets electrocuted. So National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Chevy Chase, like, oh, come on. Like, it's like golden age of SNL. All of those golden age SNL guys started branching off, like, and making, like, Tommy Boy, like, making.
Oh, Tommy Boy is great.
Right. So that's golden age SNL, right? Mm-hmm. And so they all started branching off, making, like, Eddie Murphy and making movies on their own. And so this was just one of them that was made, and it's top shelf. Very good. Four.
Rudolph, good placement.
Rudolph, yes. Very good. This is the one. If the other one wasn't, this is the one with the abominable.
This one has it.
Yeah, 100%.
Great animated movie.
So good. Love it.
How long is that one? 47 minutes. How
doesn't are it they feel so long?
How are they so short?
I don't know, dude.
It doesn't make sense.
It's blowing my mind.
All right.
Okay, A Christmas Carol.
I've heard of that one's decent.
I like the one with...
my mom loves this one as well.
The motion capture one with Jim Carrey.
You know what I've noticed? Jim Carrey's Grinch isn't on here. Top 50.
That's nuts.
Yeah, Belle really.
Okay, in the second half, we're going to get together and we're going to curate our own top Christmas list that you have to watch from us to you. And we'll share some good memories and also maybe talk about Christmas lists because that's on our list here to talk about. Anyway, top two on IMDb as we enter in here almost to the halftime show. Number two, which I fully agree with. I don't know if I agree with the positioning, but it should definitely be in the top 10. Die Hard.
Never seen it. Never seen top two.
You need to watch it this year.
Okay.
It's very good. John McClane. Here, I'll just read it to you. An NYPD officer tries to save his wife and several others taken hostage by German terrorists during a Christmas party at the Nakatomi Plaza in Los Angeles. Very good. Got to watch it. Especially, it's like gunfights, firefight. Like, it's great.
Okay, I'll watch that one.
Okay, number one.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. And I'm biased. I'm totally biased. This is my favorite Christmas movie.
So you think this is placed correctly?
Yeah, it's definitely placed correctly. And so you haven't seen this movie?
No, I have not. All the way through, no.
Dude, if you sit down and take the time and, like, focus and watch it, you might cry.
An angel is sent from heaven to help him help a desperately frustrated businessman by showing him what his life would have been like if he had never existed. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, it's nuts. Okay, we are going to send you, because we just went through the top 50, said a little bit about him, but we're going to send you to the halftime show where we're going to check up on, what we're going to check up on? I totally forgot.
Oh, shoot. I have no idea.
We'll remember in a second.
The quote from
Iron Man. We're going to send you there, and we'll see you there and then on the other side. See you in a second. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Man Card Podcast Halftime Show. Very excited that you could join us. I mean, you were already listening to the episode, so let's be honest, you were here anyway, but...
Unless you cut to the middle for the fun, the shit.
It's about halfway through.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the Halftime Show, and here's what we're going to do today. We usually do a topic, but Mitchell and I had a disagreement. Not a disagreement. I agreed. I defaulted to Mitchell in disagreeing over the quote for Iron Man 3, the first panic attack, when the kid comes up to him at the table.
And whether or not he says, I loved you in A Christmas Story, or I loved you in Home Alone.
I loved you in Home Alone, yes. Yeah. Now hearing it was, and just to clear the air, it was, I loved you in A Christmas Story. It does roll off the tongue better when he says it.
Yeah.
Because if he had said Home Alone, it would have been a little chunky. Okay.
Sooner or later, people will realize Mitchell's always right, but, you know, until that day.
Okay. Well, that's okay. We can agree to disagree. Anyway, so this halftime episode, you know what it's on?
Nope.
And I actually...
I don't think you told me.
I didn't tell you, but I wrote it down right there. You just probably didn't read it. Halftime episode today will be about blankets.
Why do I feel... We did pillows the other time.
We did pillows the other time. It's really just what I can see from where I'm sitting in my seat. And so there's a blanket right behind me. Mm-hmm. And I saw it before we started recording. But blankets nonetheless. So it's coming up on the winter season. And everybody and their grandmother, especially significant others, if they're of the female persuasion, usually enjoy a nice blanket to cover their little toesies. How is Bella in the department of the cold winter season?
Explain. What do you mean? How is she?
Is she a cold woman?
She loves this weather. Yes.
She loves it?
She loves this weather. We walk out of the apartment like it's fucking cold. She's like, I love it. I love it. I love how I can't feel my nose or my fingers. Or
Ellie hates it.
I hate it too.
Because she is like a very small person. So she doesn't have much insulating her from the cold.
The cold, yeah.
So it's very hard to keep her warm. Yeah. And it's been a really hard struggle.
I see. Like, I think most people can agree that the clothing and fashion in the colder seasons is much better. Yes, summer.
I totally agree. You can layer it on.
You can be a little more creative with it.
Well, and like especially, and this is another reason. I know we talked about this on last Monday's episode or last Friday, whatever episode, about the cuffing season.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's partly why is it's like everybody's in close proximity anyway.
Mm-hmm. So throw a blanket on it.
Throw a blanket on it, and hey, boom, you're there. Hand check.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever do that on dates?
No.
No?
No.
Yeah, I had that happen a couple times, like when we were in the back of cars. Like,
and who would do that?
Like their dad or whatever.
It would be like handshake?
Handshake, just as a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
But it would be like handshake.
No, my the only handshakes I got were from Lexi's dad, and it was always, touch my daughter, I'll shoot you.
Well, you've kind of outed yourself on this show, so I hope you don't get shot.
Yeah, well, long story short, there's been a lot of detail about that. We've talked about this before, I don't know.
Yes, but hey, okay.
Let's keep it to blankets.
Keep it to blankets. Come on, keep it to blankets. You buy blankets, don't you? When you go to...
Or steal them.
But the biggest thing, right, when it comes to buying blankets is you got to find one that fits right, that suits your needs. And I know a place that has a bunch of items that might just suit your holiday needs.
But does it have a blanket?
Not yet.
I was about to say, you really threw us under the bus there.
Okay, so...
Blankets are great. Blankets are awesome. I'll tell you exactly where not to get one, but you can get other nice stuff. Mancarpodcast.com.
Yeah, so now I've just put that out in the universe that I have to now go online and make...
We got to find a blanket.
Blankets. Actually, you know what would be dope is if we had the blanket. It was just a big black blanket, and then in the corner was just like a nice...
The little emblem. Yeah, not too big.
Not too big, not too flashy.
It could be your kid's favorite blankie. Like, you know how everyone has like a little blankie or like a little, you know, stuffed animal? They grow, yeah. Boom. Little man car blankie.
Little man car blankie for your babies?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ellie's sister, not to throw Leah under the bus too hard, but she has to disclose this to anybody she dates anyway, so it's not throwing her under the bus at all. She still has...
Oh, no.
Her blankie.
Leah.
Yeah, Leah. What are you doing?
My bad. Sorry, I was too...
Princess Leah.
Leah. Has a blankie.
Yes.
Still sleeps with it.
Correct.
Nice.
She's a big, like, you know when your sheets pill?
Yeah.
She loves that.
Okay. All right.
Isn't she odd?
No, that's great.
Mm-hmm. She's the best, though. I love you, Leah.
She is a ball of energy. She is great.
No, she's great. But mancarpodcast.com, get all of your holiday stocking stuffers from there. Mugs, as you can see. We've got beanies. We've got hoodies, sweatshirts, joggers, t-shirts, long-sleeve t-shirts, crew necks. I'm telling you, we got the whole gambit. So go check that out, and please enjoy, because we enjoy making them. And we don't get paid crap to make this show.
No, not at all.
And if you go buy it, then...
It costs us money. We do it for you.
Yeah, we do it for you, pretty much. So go buy it. Enjoy it this holiday season. We will see you right back in the main part of the episode. All right, everybody, and welcome back to the main part of the episode. Thank you for making it through that halftime episode. I know I know we enjoyed talking about blankets.
Handshake.
Handshake. And our cold females that we have in our lives. Ellie, shout out to you. You're a very cold woman. Not in a mean way, but in a physically cold way. Okay, so the second half, in the halftime, or like right after the halftime episode, we actually took a little time and sat down with the list that we went through, as well as other things that we've seen outside of the list that we went through that were not mentioned there, and curated the Man Card Podcast 2021 official holiday Christmas movie watch list.
The go-tos.
The go-tos.
The goats.
I am actually going to link all of these in the description.
Just before we say this, let's preface, we are not going to put these in order.
Yeah, there's no order to these.
There's no order because, yeah, didn't want to put that time into it.
Yeah.
You and I wouldn't agree on all of them.
Yeah, Aldous Mitchell. We didn't want to put the time into it.
Yeah.
We're lazy.
Lazy. So
no, we didn't want to offend anybody out there with the... Actually, we don't care if we offend you, but we didn't want to like make anybody upset that we put it in the wrong way. So, without further ado, there's my second attempt at it. Here's our list. Number one, Elf. It's just the first one that I remembered.
Yeah, no, I think everyone... And if you haven't seen Elf yet, honestly, just go jump off the bridge. Anyways.
Jump off a bridge like they do in... It's a Wonderful Life. Anyway.
Like I told you, haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it. Okay.
Number two. The Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus.
One, two, or three. Honestly, all three great.
Ellie and I are working our way through the series right now. Tonight, right before you got here, we just finished number two.
So, in order, two, one, three.
Yeah.
Preferences.
Yeah, my favorite's two, followed by one. And then I haven't seen three in a while, but I can't imagine it would be better.
Yeah, 2-1-3.
2-1-3. Third one. Okay, this is one of my top ones. Happens to be top of the list here. Die Hard. It's great. You can't beat it. I mean, it's just, you got to go out and watch it. It's like go out guns a blazing movie. You know, if you want to have a macho movie night for Christmas, because I know some of these Christmas movies can get a little touchy-feely. Die Hard. Die Hard's the way to go. Okay, number four.
Go on.
You've never seen it.
I haven't seen it. Go on.
My favorite Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life. You can't go wrong. I mean, it's like puts you in your feels so hard. Like, I mean, like, especially if you put yourself in his shoes, like picturing your life or life without life you in it.
Without you, yeah.
Dude, nuts. Nuts.
I mean, yeah, could you imagine that? See if you could, you know, you'd follow Ellie around. As if she never met you.
Yeah. That's literally what happens in the movie.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, it's very sad. And this podcast wouldn't exist.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Because it was your idea.
It was my idea.
It was my idea.
Yeah, let's fisticuffs on the show whose idea it was. You go to the next one.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Claymated. Claymation. Is that a word? That's right.
Claymation. Yeah, Claymation. Yeah.
Fantastic.
You can't go wrong. And it's really short, too. So even if you like... You're like cramming. You're like week of Christmas.
What did it say? 47 minutes?
Yeah, it's like 40 minutes. Yeah, it's very quickie. Have a quickie.
You get a couple quickies in there.
Yeah, just have a couple quickies with Rudolph and then get out. That's why the nose glows, you know? Anyway, number six, The Grinch. And we wrote down animated or not. So you can watch either one. My family watches both.
I would say watch the Jim Carrey one. It's longer.
Mitchell likes long things.
Don't we all?
Well, I mean, you know.
Does Ellie not?
I'm telling you, 3 to 5 inches. It's not about...
You're right.
It's not the wand, it's the wizard, I'll tell you that. But
that is fantastic. I love that. Yo, that's the quote of the year. I've never heard that.
Hell yeah, dude.
I've heard the motion of the ocean or whatever, but...
Emotion of the ocean, different strokes for different folks, but you know, it's not the wand, it's the wizard, you know? It's the same thing of like, it's not the camera, it's the photographer.
I don't like that one.
You don't like that one as much. Okay. Not the wand, it's the wizard. The Grinch. So I, with my family, I think what we usually do is like leading up to Christmas, we usually watch the Jim Carrey, the live action one. And then either Christmas Eve or Christmas Eve, we'll usually get together and watch the animated The Grinch.
Yeah.
The narrated storybook Grinch. Very good.
Up next, every elementary school teacher's favorite
Christmas
movie, The Polar Express.
Polar Express. You just can't go wrong.
Yeah. No,
Tom Hanks, dude. And what I love about the movie is he plays
all the parts,
almost every character.
Yeah.
He plays the train conductor. He plays Santa. He plays the dad. He plays the boy. He plays... I feel like he plays
the that. Boy?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he plays the boy.
How the fuck do you do that? You stick his balls back up in his body and start speaking?
I know. Isn't it nuts?
That is nuts. Yeah. No pun intended. Right. Okay, anyway. anyway, go on.
Next one. It's A Year Without a Santa Claus. And this is also the animated, or the claymation one. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's kind of tukey in the middle with the 70s psychedelic, you know, song that totally takes you out of the whole movie. But I'm okay with it, honestly. It's just a timeless
love
one.
Love psychedelics.
Love psychedelics. It was made in the 70s. So, like, what do you expect?
The hippies.
The hippies are out there. All right, you take this next one. Oh, you don't know
I
this?
I don't even know this one.
You
didn't
know
on.
This one.
Yep.
Okay, sorry. I just read it. I put a star next to it so I would read it. And then I forced you to read it. Okay. Prep and Landing. Or as my family likes to call it, Preps a Landing. Very funny. It has two. It has Prep and Landing, the normal one, which is like probably a 30 minute, 40 minute short film. And then the other one, which is another short one, which is Prep and Landing, Naughty and Nice. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's got both. Watch it, dude. It's actually pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's more modern. And it's a really cool take on like the elves' perspective of Christmas and like how Christmas happens. Because there's a theory of like Santa enters a time vortex and like goes to every house, or like Santa just goes that fast and he goes to every house, or like the elves lead the way. And like, anyway, it's a good little short film. Check it out. All right, this is you. Take this one.
I'll tell you the next two. Nightmare Before Christmas, because you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Great movie. And then one we were speculating on, I think it's slightly a Christmas movie. And maybe the only reason I'm thinking that is because this movie was on when I came home yesterday, and I was like, wow, it's actually a decent Christmas movie, if you ask me.
It's also in the title.
Where? No, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, you just said
I was going Christmas. To the neck. No, I was getting the neck. Yeah, I already
Never
did
mind.
That.
Sorry, I was listening to you, Ooh, but I was, right. I was
you,
just
But you weren't listening to me.
I was reading that over and over again. And
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, Charlie and Chocolate
or
Factory.
Or Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Personally, I like Charlie and Chocolate Factory better with... Who's the main character? Is that Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp. Yeah.
I think that's personally the better one.
Insane.
Recommend it. Yeah. Definitely say. Good holiday.
It has to be Christmas, though, because it's like he goes into the factory, it's Christmas.
Yes, and at the end, it's like
it's like snowing together. In the snow globe.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, dude, I totally agree. Although I will admittedly say, I've never watched that around the Christmas season.
I haven't either. I didn't even think of it until I saw it yesterday on my parents' TV, and I was like, whoa, this is
actually
in the
Christmas
feels. Movie. I'm in the feels for
I'm
it.
In the feels. Okay, cool. Number 12, and this is probably one of my dad's favorites. The dun, 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 dun. Home Alone 1 and 2. Don't go any further than that. Everyone else sucks. Home Alone 1 and 2. Watch them together, I would say. They kind of go together. It's like the same kind of like storyline. So good. Peter McAllister.
Peter.
I'd like to buy a room. I'm the father. So good, dude. So good. And Donald Trump is in the second one.
You're right. Yep. Yeah. Well, now we just lost all our followers.
Sorry. I mean, it's true. It's just facts. He's in it. Although they cut him out.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wait, where?
So when they air it on TV, I think they cut the scene out where he's in it.
All right. Let's just move on.
Yeah, we'll move on. All right. Number 17, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it.
Mm-mm.
Ellie and I just watched it.
Fried Cat,
went over that before.
Send
Very
them back
good.
To hell where they belong.
Yeah, disagree. My parents actually just got a brand new cat.
You gonna fry it?
No, but I'll show you photos after this is over.
Okay.
Very cute. I'll flash it on the screen.
Kitten or cat?
Kitten. So it's 4 months old.
Wow.
So very fresh out the oven, but adorable. Adorable.
I'm sure it's adorable.
Yeah, very cute. We actually never owned a cat with a tail. Both of our cats
you
have
hardly
had...
owned a dog with an eye.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I know. That's true. That's true. But we had two cats, and both of our cats had stub tails.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Okay. Interesting. You take this one. You've all never right. seen it, but your mom loves it.
Miracle on 34th Street. That's all I got to say. I don't know. I read the title.
I don't even think I've seen it.
Santa Claus is involved. Some little kid, Santa.
We're just, this is our list of must watches this season. Like
By recommendation
or by us watching it. Like if you don't have a curated list of movies or we're kind of feeling lost, this is where we've got you covered.
Don't go to IMDb, whatever that website is.
IMDb, yeah. Some of those are
shit.
Big misses. Okay, I like this one, though. This is probably... This has got to be one of my favorites, because we watch... It's the Great Thanksgiving. Is it called The Great Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown? Or like...
Yeah, Charlie Brown and the Great Thing... Or the... Yeah,
no, that's The Great Pumpkin for Halloween, but it's like... It's a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Maybe it's just that.
I think it might be.
But we watch the Thanksgiving Charlie Brown one, obviously, every single year at Thanksgiving. And then Christmas, we watch it pretty much every Christmas Eve with my family. We get together Christmas Eve, and it's, dude, the soundtrack, it just like really gets you in the holiday mood. I heard one of the songs, I think it's maybe Greensleeves, Vince Guaraldi, amazing. But it was on the Lowe's radio today. In store, and I was like, I was jamming out. I was like, man, love me some jazz piano. So, what is this one?
Santa Claus is Coming
to Town. Oh, yeah, yeah. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Ah, oh, I love this one.
Honestly, the trio of the Claymated. No, it's not a trio, it's the two.
That was the three.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, the trio.
Year Without a Santa Claus.
Year Without a Santa Claus.
Rudolph.
Santa Claus, yep.
And Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Dude, so good. Watch all three. I feel like if you're gonna parse them out, probably watch all three of those close together, mm-hmm. because they're all kind of the same vibe. They're all made around the same time. And, you know, like if you spread it out too far, then you kind of lose the vibe a little bit. Like if you go live action and then claymation, it might like screw with your mind.
And then go right after this and watch Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman,
the
dude.
Animated.
So animated. Good.
And it was 75, by the way, on IMDb.
Yeah. So we brought it up to our top 20. I remember just as a kid, like, Frosty the Snowman. Like, it's just a like...
Great song.
You can't beat it. It's just...
Oh, the beginning scene with the fake magician and the hat or whatever, the magic
classic.
Hat. Yep.
Classic. Yeah, and then the whole, like, emotional part of, like, Frosty is going to melt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the realization sets in with these kids. They're like, holy shit. Like, yeah. We need to get Frosty onto a... They got him on a boxcar. Remember?
And she got sick. Yeah. She's getting sick.
She's getting sick, and she's like, gotta go.
Naughty, 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 or whatever.
Yeah, it gave me, what is it, E.T. vibes. Remember when E.T., it's like the kid gets sick with E.T., you know, in the movie? Oh, you've never seen it.
That's what I say. You're going to hate me.
Anyway, watch E.T. 2. They're kind of like weirdly similar.
This is yours.
This is mine. Number 18 that we have on the list here is Unaccompanied Minors. So this one is basically a bunch of, literally in the title, unaccompanied minors are in the airport for Christmas Eve, right? And they're trying to fly home, get snowed in, and so antics kind of unwind in the airport. And it's very good. I don't know, a lot of people haven't seen it, but my sister and I, like, absolutely love it. So we definitely go and watch it every single year.
That's fun. I have one too. So we got the Michael Keaton, Jack Frost. You've never seen it?
I've never heard of it.
Basically, long story short, it's just, you know, a dad that, you know, doesn't pay much attention to his kid, ends up turning into a snowman, and they become best friends, yada, yada, yada. And
so it's like father wins his way back into his
by turning kid's into life. A snowman. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And that's pretty much...
The cover art looked a little creepy.
It's a little... It's a good movie, though. I like it.
It looked like Michael Keaton was kind of like... His bank account was getting a little low, and he was
throw
like,
me in any movie.
He was like, "Shit, I just gotta say yes. Send me whatever you have, agent, please."
Well, once you've gone through all these movies, hit that one up.
Hit that one, and then okay. So this is our 20th, and we just put this on here as kind of a joke, but I'm probably gonna watch it because I'm curious to see how bad it is.
Uh-huh.
But it was number 100, so the worst movie on the IMDb list, and it was called The Ultimate Christmas Present, and. The cover art makes it look
terrible.
Horrible. Let me just scroll back down.
They probably pulled that font from Microsoft Word.
Let me click on this and see what we're going on here. Comedy and family. It says, a girl steals a weather machine from Santa Claus.
Oh, it's a Disney Channel movie. Look.
To make a snow day?
Bottom left corner. It's Disney Channel.
Disney Channel?
Shit, it might not be the worst.
The machine breaks and causes an out-of-control snowstorm. I don't know, man. Oh, shoot. I got to pay for that. Hold on. Let me go back. Yeah. So, okay. I didn't even notice that. It's a Disney Channel, Disney original.
There we go.
That's nuts.
Hey, it might not be terrible.
Okay. Everybody go out and watch it and comment on this. If you have watched it, let us know how good it is or if we need to even waste our time. we're going to go out and we're going to watch it for you if you're not going to watch it, and just give you a little review in the next few weeks, because I'm frankly curious to see. Because it on there, it made me nervous because it said it was a TV movie. And usually TV movies, as we know, are kind of hot garbage.
You could go on Disney Plus and watch it
whenever you want.
I guarantee it's a Disney movie.
I bet you it's on.
Yes.
Although it did get 5.9 out of 10 stars.
Yeah. Almost every single Disney original whatever is on Disney Plus.
Except for Song of the South. You're not going to be able to find it.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. Because of 2021.
Yeah. Anyways. Unfortunate.
Calling myself out here, I actually recently rewatched one of the old ones I used to like, which was called Starstruck.
Okay.
Went back. It was on there. I was like, shit, I'm going to watch it. And put it on in the background while I was working. And I was like, wow, I missed my childhood.
How's work going?
It's going. Today was frustrating. I'm going to be honest with you.
Was it? What happened?
Basically, long story short, and I'll explain this like I did. I explained it to Bella because obviously Bella doesn't know much about APIs. But basically, if you want to build a Lego set, I have all the Legos and I have to write instructions on how you build this like tower with the Legos.
Sure.
Basically, what I'm been given is I got to write code with an API that was given to me by a third party vendor. And whoever wrote the instructions on how to use the API is a fucking idiot and should be fired. No one in my company because it's a third party vendor, but whoever did it, fuck them. Honestly, fuck them. And so I'm writing code right now.
So it's impossible to put it together?
It's not impossible, but the thing is, they decided because you need all these different IDs, they called all the variables and stuff very similar things. Like there's one that's called test ID and then test run ID and then test run report ID. And you don't know which ones to use with which IP. It's nuts. But anyways. That's what I dealt with today.
If I do remember anything from my computer science days at Georgia Tech, it was, and of course I was not very high level CS, it was name your variables very distinct things because it makes it easier on you later at the finish line versus when you, because you can code a whole thing and just call everything whatever.
Yeah.
And then run and you're like thousands of errors and like, and then runtime, it's just nothing works, and you're like,
Say anything as a software engineer to all you aspiring software engineers out there, comment your fucking code. Please. Dear God.
Leave in-text citations.
Oh my gosh. And yes, name your variable something that makes sense. Don't just call X and Y equals whatever. Please don't. Dear God.
Oh, anyways. Golly. I'm sorry. Well, the day is over.
Day is over, and I figured it out.
And you figured it out. So you're just a genius. You're
actually genius. It was actually a Christmas miracle, if you ask me, because what I did was I had to leave because I had to meet Bella for dinner, and I edited some code. I was like, honestly, this probably won't work because it hasn't been working all day long. I pressed enter because it takes a couple minutes to run. It takes like 10 minutes. I was like, I'm going to go shower. Took a shower. I came back, and the way I knew that it ran, because basically I had to run a test and then download a PDF at the end, all through code.
Right.
I came back and I looked in the folder and the PDF was there and I clicked on it and it wasn't corrupt or nothing. I was like, oh, I did it.
That's amazing. I did it. What and a satisfying feeling.
It's the greatest feeling in the world.
Yeah. The best thing that I could probably say that I did was I hard coded in, Python, a game of Clue.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Isn't that fun?
Did you save that anywhere? I feel like I would save that. I'd throw it on a GitHub.
I don't know, but it was pretty fun too because the clues were really freaking hard because it was hard coded in, so it would give you a randomized clue depending on what you did in each room, so you had to go to each room and discover things multiple times.
Wow, that sounds really. You coded this?
Yeah, you set the bounds of the house and you walk through. It's kind of like a text. It's like a text interact game.
What class was this?
I don't know. Just like intro to CS. I got a little ambitious.
No shit.
Some of these other people were like doing stupid like coin flip games and stuff.
I was going to say that reminds me of, I took a C class at Tech and we had a hardware, but basically we coded like Pac-Man.
Oh, that's fun.
We would code, you coded a game where you had to basically run around a maze where you would get to make your own maze, make your own world. And you get to design how you can do Legend of Zelda if you wanted. I did Spyro the Dragon as my little character.
That's
you
cool.
Design your character. You ran around little quests and stuff. And it was dope.
See,
the
difference.
Awesome.
The difference between mine and yours is I think could you actually see your characters?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we had to wire a whole device and create it on the device and upload it onto this little device, and it was a screen, like a little 2x2 screen.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a little bit more advanced than me. Mine was like you put in commands, like text commands. And it would give you back text Right?
Yeah.
It was like one of those like preliminary things, but I still had to design the house and like set all the bounds and like hard code in all the code and do all the like whatever. It was very fun to make.
Maybe you should have been a software engineer.
Listen, I'm the kind of guy that like if I plant myself somewhere, I could have done it or I could do it. But I just, I don't know. I was like, I don't want to, I'm going to die of a heart attack with how much effort I'm putting into this shit.
I'm going to die of a heart attack from all the freaking stress and screaming at my computer I'll do. I look like a fucking idiot whenever I get pissed at my computer.
I just get too zoned into that kind of thing. Like, I need something that, like, breaks my focus every once in a while because, like, I'll, like, at tech, I will have my head down doing work and then I'll look up and I'm like, well, shit, it's 2 a.m. and I haven't eaten since, like, noon. And I was like, where have I been?
Well, I hate it when I would look up and it's 2 a.m. and I'm not done. I look up at 2 a.m. and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that will... Yeah, the other side of me was I would look up at 2 a.m. and it's me and I'm still playing video games. So I was like, shit, I need to go to bed. I got workouts in a couple hours. But yeah, so that is our official Christmas movie list. I know, we went way off track.
What a tangent. I'm cool with it.
Honestly, don't care. Love me neither. But one thing we wanted to end on today... coming up here in the last few minutes of the podcast was Christmas lists. Very rarely, because we make a lot of lists here on the show to go over and touch on topics, very rarely do we get through our entire list for the show because sometimes we just talk longer or topics go on for more than we expected. And that kind of translates right over to Christmas lists. You never really get everything on your Christmas list. Do you remember, like, when you were a kid, like, actually, like, writing out Christmas lists?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd give them to the, you know, mall Santa Claus and...
Classic. Yeah. And, like, that, where the hell did that go?
Yeah.
In his fireplace? Like, he'd burn them? Like,
unless he somehow snuck it back to your parents, because your parents need that shit.
I know.
I mean, you're...
I mean, Santa Claus needs that. No, the real Santa, he's just an associate. He
makes a copy and then gives it back to parents.
Faxes it up to the North Pole. Yeah. So, with Christmas lists, there was this show when we were growing up called... Foster's Home for Imaginary
Friends.
Yep. There was one episode. I didn't watch many of the show, but one episode of the show, it was the Christmas episode, and I was watching it, and the kid, or the ghost character, or whatever, I can't remember who. No, it was the kid. It was the kid. He wishes for, he was like, he doesn't tell anybody. He's like, I'm going to test if Santa Claus is real. And he's like, I'm not going to tell anybody, but I want underwear for Christmas, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't tell anybody, and he gets like a present that looks like underwear, and then he opens it, and it's like two little like airsoft guns or whatever. And he was like, "Oh man, like Santa Claus isn't real." And then like there's like another present like around the corner, and then it is, and like Santa like rides off in the sunset. He's like, "What's up, kid?"
Yeah.
So ever since I was a little kid, I would always have like one gift that I would not put on my list. To like test to see if Santa was real.
Did you ever get it?
I honestly, I can't remember what things I kept off the list, but I feel like it might have been like something stupid like underwear, and I would get underwear.
Be like, damn.
Because I'm a kid. Shit. Like I'm a boy, and my parents are like, well, you've got holes in your underwear from like running around so much. So I was like, Santa Claus is real. Like, because I'm an idiot.
So easy to trick. Oh, my mom would fake call Santa Claus if I was acting up. Be like, I'm calling Santa right now. Oh. You better stop. I'm going to call Santa right now. She'd call like my uncle, and then my uncle would pretend to be Santa. She'd be like, hey, Santa, Mitchell's acting terrible right now. You want to talk to him and tell him to shut the up? And then
really?
Hand me the phone, and I'd 100% believe it's Santa.
She would go all out.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Oh, my mom was. I was also, like I said, when I was little, I was a shithead. I was 100% a shithead. I hope to God my kids are not like me when I was a kid. My mom also, have you ever seen a Nanny 911? Ever heard of that? It was a TV show.
It's that TV show, right?
When their kids kind of get under control, they'd call this nanny, and this nanny would come and get your
kids. She's like that badass British lady.
My mom threatened that all the time.
Yeah.
Threatened that all the time that she'd call that lady and get her.
Call the 911. That's good.
Yeah.
That also reminds me, this is not even related. Mrs. Doubtfire. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Gotta watch it. Very good.
I gotta watch a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. Mrs. Doubtfire. But Christmas lists. So do you remember the last time you made a Christmas list?
No. Like, I mean, I know. I remember one ridiculous item I asked, which was stupid.
What was it?
I asked for a microphone mic and a microphone so I could sing.
Oh my God.
When I was little. Oh my God. Because I thought I was going to start my own little band.
Here you are today. You've got both.
I got them. Which is not a band.
Daddy Noah gets it for you.
Daddy Noah.
Dude, so many times when you're young, Like you just think something's so unattainable. Like when I was in line with my parents at the store, maybe it's Christmas season, maybe not, mm-hmm. but they had those little like baby bottle pops.
Oh, I love them.
Mm-hmm. I would feel nervous, like physically nervous to ask my mom if I could have it, like if we could get it, because I thought if we bought it, we would be poor.
Poor, yeah.
And now today, like I like knowing the cost of what those are.
Comparatively to what you make, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, yeah. What was I? Like, you just don't know as a kid.
You're so naive. It's not even funny. Like, when you're a kid.
Oh, the naivety. Like, it's so great because it's like the Christmas season for kids, it's so heavily imprinted on your mind mm-hmm. that, like, if you can at least, I mean, you don't even have to have a ton of gifts, right? It's like, as long as you have family or something special or a tradition or something you do. Like, it's just so important, I think, for a kid's development to, like, have that structured experience, even if it's not big. You know what I mean? Like, you don't even have to do huge Christmas, but maybe you have, like, a little tree or, like, a, you know, something, or you do, like, a little tradition. You go see grandparents. You just
need to make it special.
Make it special.
Yeah.
Because I just look back so fondly on all of my previous Christmas experiences, and I'm like, heck yeah. Like, this is where it's at. Because now that I'm an adult, I want... Like, it pushes it forward to the next generation. Like, it's, I want my kids to have a great experience during the holidays. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm headed in that direction. Yeah. I'm married, so I guess, you know, you never know what's next.
Yeah, well, you can protect against that, so.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Let's get to a year of marriage first. That's my suggestion.
Well, that's just my suggestion
for you guys. That's my suggestion for y'all. Let's get to a year.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, you don't have any little kids running out there that you don't know about, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, good.
I didn't donate any either, so any
Okay, I've always wondered that, because you can get money for that, right?
Yeah, you get like $750.
No way.
No, I'm not kidding. It's a ridiculous amount. It's a ridiculous amount. Yeah, you get paid to whack off. I'm not kidding. Hold up. How much time we got?
We got two. We got one minute.
I'm going to look this up in less than a minute.
Okay, boom. Because that's nuts. This episode has taken a absolute turn. Absolute 180 left turn. Dude, why? I didn't. If I had known that, I don't know.
It's not that high.
How much is it?
Sperm donors get between 100 and 150 per donation.
How many times is it unlimited donation?
Donating 1 to 2 times per week, donate earners earn an average of $4,000 in 6 months. So there's your passive income.
So right, $8,000 a year.
Yeah.
By being a sperm donor.
Mm-hmm.
Just extra income.
Yeah.
How long does it take?
However fast you can get it off.
All right. We're going to end the episode here on this lovely Monday morning.
I'm pretty
sure
you get paid on the way out.
They're like, oh, thank
it's
you.
It's like that silent library thing. You know, have you ever watched those?
No.
Okay, what? Never mind. Whenever they finish a challenge, they'd walk out. They had peace, and the guy would just hand them the cash as they walk out the door. It's probably the same. Just go in, finish your business, walk out, collect your cash, move on, have your little kids run around somewhere.
Do not collect $200. Do not pass go. Thank you for spending your Monday morning with us here on the Man Card Podcast. Mancardpodcast.com. We got the merch for you this holiday season. You can also link over straight to the YouTube. And leave a comment if you feel so inclined on the Apple Podcast app. You can leave us a starred review. Leave us a little note. We love to see it, and it definitely helps us in the metaverse of podcasts out
there. Metaverse, nice.
The metaverse, God forbid. Yeah. But anyway, thanks for tuning in, and we will see you on Friday.
See you.